This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran pledged to restore cameras and other monitoring equipment at its nuclear sites. At a news conference, the IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi says his goal was to get access for increased inspections and not to get into the technical details of Iran's enrichment of uranium to near weapons grade.
In fact, they don't need to give me an explanation of why they enrich at 60%. What we need to ensure is that we have the necessary ability to inspect the activities there.
He visited Tehran days after his Vienna-based agency reported that uranium particles enriched up to 83.7%, just short of weapons grade, were found at an underground nuclear site in Iran. Ukrainian troops holding out in Bakhmut faced increased pressure Saturday from Russian forces as they helped civilians flee the besieged eastern city. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A Ukrainian army representative told the Associated Press that it is now too dangerous to leave in a vehicle, so civilians must now flee on foot. One woman was reportedly killed and two men were badly wounded while trying to escape over a makeshift bridge, according to the Ukrainian troops helping them. Ukrainian troops have destroyed two key bridges just outside the city, cutting off their last remaining resupply route, according to British military intelligence officials. Experts say destroying the bridges may be a sign that the Ukrainians are preparing to leave. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is close to tightening rules on some overseas investments by American companies. It's an effort to limit China's ability to acquire advanced technologies that U.S. officials worry could improve Beijing's military prowess. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the deliberation.